The soccer tournament is going to be back in Cary next year, and it'll be back the year after that, and the year after that, 2029. The event will remain at the Waite Med Soccer Complex. It was founded 4 years ago, and joining us now, the co-founder and CEO of the soccer tournament, as well as the basketball tournament, John Mugar. John, how are you?
Great, Jeff. Thanks for having me on.
Well, congratulations on having the tournament stay on. What made you want to keep it in Cary for another 4 years?
It was really an easy decision to make. The fans have showed up for us since day one, even before we had a single game. They showed up in droves and supported the event. It's clearly a soccer hotbed in the country, if not the world. And our players really love going there. So it's from a hospitality standpoint, it's a no-brainer. And we love this partnership with the town of Cary and with the residents, of course.
And a lot of this has led to owners, more people getting involved. What has made this so enticing for people like Hope Solo, J.J. Watt, Steve Nash, Allie Krieger, and Carly Lloyd to get involved and want to own teams to play in this event every June?
In the end, we really appeal to the tried and true competitors. So for people, there's so much made now of sports as a business, but a lot of these people just get into playing sports because they love the game and they love competing. And when someone like Heather O'Reilly, Hope Solo, Carly Lloyd, Sergio Aguero, all these world-renowned superstars of their sport come out and play our version of the game, they have so much fun. And they have so much fun interacting with the fans, and they love the experience too much to say no.
It's a very unique event, too, in the way the style the game has played. I mean, it's when you take one player off to get to a target score, that makes it very enticing. But the dimensions of the field itself and the size of the goals, it makes for just a whole new – it's almost a whole new sport in some ways.
That's right. And a big part of that is really our focus on making this an event for a generalist sports fan. And not just those diehard soccer fans and diehard football fans who are already following sport. So we put on a very short version of the game. Our matches take about an hour or less on average, and we put on a very exciting part of the game. All the games end on a made goal, and that's an electrifying format.
And every match ends with a golden goal, so to speak, except as they would say in standard soccer. In terms of broadcast coverage of it, how much has that changed over the last 4 years?
We've been fortunate. We've been now with ESPN for 2 years, and we're up with them again. So we're out talking to more people in the media space, and there are multiple suitors. And everybody at this point is aware of TST, and they really like what it represents. And they like the audience that we draw for the sport. And I think in the end, everyone just wants to grow the game of soccer, and they see this as a great opportunity to do it because we appeal to that generalist soccer fan.
And the makeup of Waite Med Soccer Park itself lends itself to the game because there are just so many fields in that area. It seems like it's just a perfect partnership. Because I was just there, actually, in August to watch a high school game. They have an event there every year at the beginning of every high school soccer season. And it feels like this is a hand-in-glove fit with the soccer tournament, with so many games going on at so many different times.
Yeah, we're really fortunate that way. And that's how we found it to begin with. It's world-class playing surfaces that nobody who steps on the field, even if they played Premier League, can believe it's a real grass surface. So for all these players, participants traveling in from all across the world to step on the surface, to know they're going to be well taken care of. It's a first-class facility. It's really one of a kind, and I don't know what we would do without it.
So as far as what's coming up here next June, is there anything that's going to be different in terms of the size of the field in the women's or the men's tournaments and who's going to be involved in it for next year?
It will be different. We are not prepared to make any specific announcements yet, but this support from the state of North Carolina and from the town of Cary is definitely going to be a great boost for us and allow us to do more things that are really, in the end, for the benefit of the fan, because we go to work every day to make this a unique and special event and an experience that they can't get anywhere else. So we are constantly working for the fan and trying to make this the preeminent soccer event in the world.
Absolutely. And I know that last year there was an expansion of the women's event and the women's tournament, and led to a new champion, as a matter of fact. And how much feedback did you receive on that?
We've received great feedback. We've had the same champion now for 2 years in a row, which is Heather O'Reilly's U.S. women team. So it's been great to see them succeed, and it's great to see them compete. And people like Carly Lloyd are coming out now.
Absolutely. Yeah, Carly Lloyd owns a team, and mentioned Hope Solo has a team in there as well. So the soccer tournament, not going anywhere. It's going to stay in Cary at Wake Med Soccer Park through 2029. John, congratulations. John Mugar, the co-founder of this event, one that keeps on growing, and it's going to stay local for the next few years. Thanks so much for joining us here today, John. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff.